Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into another victory edition of Spits and Suds. For the fifth time in a row, we say that as the Dallas Stars make it five in a row and absolutely sweep a road trip. Man, what a great feeling, especially with the gauntlet of a schedule that they've gone through as they take down the LA Kings tonight in a very, very interesting game because the LA Kings had been streaking. The LA Kings were third in their division. And when you looked at it coming off a back-to-back against Anaheim last night, granted, it's a short back-to-back, only a small bus ride. But at the same time, you'd think the boys, after a kind of a lengthy second road trip in a row and all the miles they've logged, might be a little tired tonight. And man, I mean, what a weird way to start. 26 seconds left, 26 seconds in, Miro Heiskanen basically threw it around the boards to no one. Drew Doughty collects the puck, finds a red hot Kevin Fiala. I mean, Fiala's just, he's having an amazing year for LA. Redirection past Scott Wedgwood, who started tonight. And all of a sudden, you're like, okay, haven't even gone 30 seconds in this game. I mean, even the crowd didn't really cheer because I don't even think they were in their seats yet. It's 1-0 LA Kings, and you're like, uh-oh, could be one of those nights. And then the Stars take two straight penalties. So one of them, bad call. Anze Kopitar basically steps on Logan Stankoven's leg. He's called for tripping. Stankoven spends a couple minutes in the box. They kill that. Sam Steele gets called for a cross check. So the Stars kill two straight power plays. Easily could have been 2-0. Wedgwood made some nice saves on the shorthanded kill. As Pete DeBoer said after the game, he thought that the best penalty killer on the ice tonight was Scott Wedgwood. Although, you do have to admit, you look at the transition of Chris Tanev spending over 3 minutes tonight killing penalties as he now is becoming more and more of a focal point with this Stars decor. It's really to the point where you're like, okay, I see they're given some time, but Tanev is working his way back in. When you look at the defensive minutes tonight, and you look at Chris Tanev, a +1 on the ice, 19-22 on the ice. Thomas Harley was 19-59, and Miro was the leading ice guy at 22-02. So you're saying to yourself, already after just a few games, Chris Tanev is becoming a major contributor for this Dallas Stars decor. And let me just say this. I wondered if it was enough, and that will always still be in my mind as they make their way toward the playoffs. But at the same time, over the last couple of games, there has been a calmness about this Dallas Stars decor, and it's impressed me. Part of it is it doesn't seem, and it might be because of the breakouts of Stankoven, Wyatt Johnston, the speed of Roope Hintz. Teams are not doing the deep forecheck, which I think, a lot of times give the Stars trouble when physicality is exerted in the defensive end and the Stars are doing all they can to get it out of their own zone. That hasn't been the case, and the Stars have really been able to generate some nice speed coming out of their zone, uncontested speed, and they've been doing a real nice job getting it out quick. And I think that's contributed to these wins, especially tonight with a 4-1 win. It was all around a very, very solid game for the good boys. You know, it's one of those things that after the first period, and Brent Severin pointed it out on the TV broadcast, and I was thinking it as well. You know, they were getting shots on Cam Talbot, but, you know, wasn't like necessarily the high quality shots in that, not really getting into the dirty areas. A lot of the shots came outside of the perimeter and looked like Cam Talbot was getting a lot of clean looks. And if you're Cam Talbot, if you're Jake Ottinger, if you're Scott Wedgwood, when you're getting clean looks, it's kind of like a batter in baseball. If you're throwing it straight to that batter, it doesn't matter if it's going 102. I mean, sure, 102 fastballs are going to get missed every once in a while, but if you throw, you know, five or six 102s in a row, they're going to catch up to it. If you continue to hit the goalie in the chest, most likely he's going to make the saves. They changed that in the second period. A lot of net front presence by the Dallas Stars. Matt Duchene had the best opportunity. The net opened wide up for him. He had a double clutch. That slight pause cost him as he shot it wide. Duchene kind of going through a little bit of a scoring slump. But then the Stars got going. Radek Foxa's third tally in four games. That fourth line, Pete DeBoer said after the game, he thought that was their best line. Man, I'll tell you what, if that fourth line gets going with Delandria and Steele playing minutes on there and Smith playing minutes and Foxa with his third tally in four games, heck yeah. I mean, that's bonus right there. So that's the first goal to tie it up at one. Just 18 seconds later, Jason Robertson crashes the net. Talbot's rebound goes straight in front of the net. Both of these goals were scored on rebounds, and that's what happens when you get into the dirty areas. You get those clean looks. Robertson immediately put the puck back, and Stars 18 seconds later score two goals. They're up 2-1. They never looked back. Played really, really good defense. I thought the forwards played good defense as well. LA did have some chances at times. Wedgwood came up big, but you didn't see that sustained pressure from LA. You didn't see him setting up shot, and that was because of the Dallas Stars defense. In the third period, LA throughout the night had done a good job. They took some penalties tonight, but they did a good job on the kill, except for the third. Once again, you look at that goal. How did it happen? Wyatt Johnston, there were about three Stars in front of Cam Talbot, all kinds of craziness. Wyatt Johnston cleans up the loose puck, puts it past Talbot, and makes it 3-1. At that point, LA pulls the goalie with 4:20 left. I got to tell you, analytics aside, because analytics probably tell you, you know what, down two, why not just pull the goalie? I just hate that, because to me, it just sends up the white flag, especially against a skill set like the Dallas Stars. For instance, Jason Robertson throws it down there, might have just tipped the post, but it's called for icing. So they head it back. Stars immediately win the draw. And that's the thing. You cannot pull the goalie with that much time with the success of the Dallas Stars in the faceoff circle. Pavelski wins the faceoff, ends up getting the puck, just a nice saucer of a backhand, slides it down the ice, and it makes it 4-1. So, as mentioned, fifth win in a row, 40th win of the season, just 4 points. This is massive. 4 points back of Vancouver for the overall Western Conference lead. And Vancouver did us a favor tonight. They took down Winnipeg. So 2 extra points for the good guys, no points for the bad guys, and the Stars now with a 4-point cushion in the Central Division. Colorado was idle, and this is setting up for what a tilt on Tuesday night. The Florida Panthers against the Dallas Stars, two of the NHL's best. Whew! I mean, you thought tonight was going to be a really nice tilt. And it was for Stars fans. I don't think it was for LA Kings fans. But, man, LA coming in, Paul Maurice, Tkachuk, they love to crash the net. They can score at you. Let's see if Bobrovsky plays. Just an impressive Florida team, just absolutely dominating in the Eastern Conference. So, you know, it's one of those things that smiles. The boys get some rest. They requested to take the flight home tonight. They want to get back to their families. Wanted to point out on Filipino Heritage Night, all of the Robertsons were in the crowd and they got to see Jason score. And that's always nice. That's basically Jason Robertson's hometown. And his kid is when he was a kid with his brother, they used to go watch LA Kings games. So he loves playing in LA, loves playing in front of his family. And it was great to see him score a goal tonight. So he's actually played much better, starting to put the puck in the net. Defensively, he's always been good. And, you know, the assist numbers were up, but it's good to see Jason Robertson starting to hit on all cylinders at the right time. So let's get to your tweets on the night. I said Fox with another goal. So important when the fourth line contributes. And Jordan says, I would almost love to see him with 95 and 27 right now. Well, I mean, he's certainly streaking. And they might do that. They might try that. I would love to see Tyler Seguin back. That would make things certainly interesting. But, you know, Radek Foxa does so many things on that fourth line. As I've told you, and I'll continue to harp it because people think I'm a Foxa hater. I'm not a Foxa hater. I just hate the contract. And, you know, one can't be with the other, but you're allowed to say that because in this salary cap world, that's a tough cap hit of over $3 million. But you know what? If you're going to score three times in four games, then that salary cap kind of, you know, it eases. For instance, we're not really talking about that Jamie Benn contract anymore, but think just a couple of years ago how we said that Jamie Benn contract is, you know, kind of an albatross. And now it's like nobody's really talking about it anymore. Thank you, Wyatt Johnston. Chris Barnard at GJ Spittle. Have you heard much on newly signed undrafted OHL defenseman Connor Punnett? Usually I'm reticent with overagers, but he's a defenseman who puts up nearly a point per game and has for a few seasons. Could be a Brendan Dillon clone, hard hitting. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what he's known for. He's a hard hitting defenseman, good size. I think he's about 6'2", 6'3". You know, watch some film on him. It's one of those things where, you know, it's let's see what he can do. Might be put in the ECHL first in Idaho, and then see where it goes from there. It's tough to evaluate players at those levels, but when you start seeing them in the ECHL and then mostly when you see them in the AHL, you can really take a strong look because the competition gets so much better. So it is an interesting signing. I was looking around the league. A couple of teams certainly had interest in him. So, you know, we'll certainly see. Yeah, he is a little bit older than your usual signing as well. So, you know, but, you know, Jim Nill might have found a gem there. We'll certainly see. But they need defensive help in the minors. And they need to build up, you know, some kind of, you know, help defensively. Good to see that Gavin Bayreuther came back. That'll certainly help on the blue line in Texas. We'll be interested to see if Liam Bixel's going to come back, how much time he's going to take in Europe after his Swedish league ends, which is coming up soon. So, you know, how much time is he going to spend there before returning to Texas? I'm guessing he'll play in the playoffs with Texas. Remains to be seen. So, we'll see that. Jordan asks again, just a thought, but I would love to see Maverick Bork relatively soon with Sam Steele in a top six at the moment. I think that's a good opportunity for Maverick. You know, Sean Shapiro pointed out yesterday he'd like to see Maverick Bork as well. I'd like to see Maverick Bork just to see what he can do. But when this team is scoring like it is, four goals tonight, seven goals the other night, six goals, you know, you kind of want to keep it rolling. And, you know, I don't think they want to rush Maverick Bork, but, you know, he's going to be the AHL MVP. He's still putting up big numbers despite Logan Stankoven leaving. And, I mean, this kid's electric. So to see him come in, ooh, that's going to be that would be really, really interesting. Can he make the adjustment at the NHL level like Logan Stankoven can immediately? I think he can. By the way, last couple of games, I think Stankoven's a little snake bitten. Talbot stoned him tonight on a one-timer. So I thought he was going to get a goal there. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. And the reason I want to see it is because I was thinking today, and I know we all love Matt Duchene, but let's look at that center depth. You have Roope Hintz as the first line center. Okay. Then you have Wyatt Johnston as a center. You have Radek Fox as your fourth line center. So who becomes the third line center? Do you keep Matt Duchene or do you bring in Matt Maverick Bork? If you do keep Matt Duchene, can you keep him at that $3 million? Because to me, if someone goes out and pays Matt Duchene $5 or $6 million a year, it's not worth it. I take my chances. I put Maverick Bork on that third line, and let's see if you lose anything. You can always go out and get pieces, but at some point, the youth movement has to continue to alleviate some of that salary cap space, and I think this might be the opportunity to do it, as much as I hate to say that, because I love that Matt Duchene loves to be here. I love what he's contributed to this team. I think it's a May-June discussion, because right now, let's let Matt Duchene enjoy the ride. This is a guy who wants to win the cup bad. But it's a great question, and it does bring up some interesting thoughts, certainly, Jordan, on what can happen. Hey, we heard from our very smart Meyer Patel that we, Sean and I, were saying that it's so smart last night, going to Vanderbilt, being a doctor. And he said, thank you for taking the question with the shout out. Although you guys definitely made me sound much smarter than I really am. Huge fan of the pod. I mean, similar to Vanderbilt playing in the SEC in the overall GPA of the SEC going up, my man, you listening to Spits and Suds brings up my overall GPA. So because you're listening, I have to be smarter. So thank you for pushing me. My man. So,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Really, really interesting to look, and you know, a lot of pluses on the ice. I got to tell you, I've been really hard on Yanni Hakanpaa. I thought he had one of his better games tonight. +2 on the ice, played regular minutes, really good on the kill. Stars, LA was 0-for-4 tonight on the power play. That penalty kill now with the combination of Hakanpaa and Tanev, hard to say that it got better because it was already one of the tops in the league, but it did get better. So kudos to Yanni Hakanpaa. Seems like he had a little bit more fresher legs, and maybe Tanev's making a difference there as well. I thought Ty Dellandrea played really hard tonight. I thought that fourth line, like I said, was really, really good. And Dellandrea, as he continues to get these minutes, continues to play well. He just needs to cut down on those penalties. Took a couple the other night holding the stick. That's just unnecessary. But then you look at the faceoff circle tonight. Ty Dellandrea, 66.7%. That's really, really good. And if Ty Dellandrea is, improving on the faceoff circle, that once again gives them a nice weapon on the dot, because what they do as a team is they take chances in the faceoff circle, because if one gets kicked out, they already have someone strong ready to come in. And when you can do that, you basically can take a chance, and it doesn't matter if you get kicked out. If Pavelski gets kicked out, here comes Roope Hintz. So things like that. They have multiple numbers on each line as far as guys that can take on the faceoff draw. And that's a massive plus. I can't say it enough. When you win faceoffs, you have puck possession, and puck possession is absolutely huge. Stars also had more high danger chances than the Kings tonight. So overall, just a really, really nice win against a very good Kings team, a playoff Kings team that was streaking recently, and they really kind of quieted them down tonight. Overall, I just thought it was Stars all the way, and you didn't feel as though the Kings could gain any momentum in the game. So once again, to recap, Stars now 4 points ahead of Winnipeg. Three games in hand, the Jets do have. Colorado sits in the third position at 85 points. And there is something else to point out, and that is the Nashville Predators. My goodness, do they continue to roll. Nashville, who at one point was ready to sell on the season, 10-0-1 in their last 11. And they are a solid playoff team right now. Do you want to play the Nashville Predators in the first round? I certainly don't. Unbelievable. So winners of their last two, 9-0-1 in their last 10. They are just impressive with 77 points. And if you look at the wild card picture, just to update you as of the games that have all ended tonight, Nashville in control with 77 points. And the Vegas Golden Knights sit in the second wild card at 75 points. Now, you could say to yourself, what a story if Vegas, after picking up all those players, doesn't make the playoffs. That would be an amazing story, as Vegas just basically threw an earthquake into the NHL trade deadline yesterday. However, you look at the third team in the wild card race, Calgary Flames and Seattle. They're both tied at 67 points. So despite Vegas being in the number two wild card position, they're still 8 points up on the team behind them, the Calgary Flames and Seattle Kraken. I also will add, remember last year, the Florida Panthers just made it in based on the Penguins losing against the Blackhawks. Sorry, Gregory Finley, to bring that up. However, I bring that up because the Florida Panthers went on to the Stanley Cup final and took out the Bruins, took out the Maple Leafs, and just went on a tear. And it just doesn't seem like they've stopped since then. But it does bring up the point. I know Vegas sits right now in the last wild card spot. Just get in. And that's why if you're Nashville, you're in right now, and you're in by 10 points. So unless they falter down the stretch, Nashville's going to get in. So we will have four teams from the Central Division in this year. So that'll be really, really impressive. So that's going to do it for us. Thank you one and all for supporting Spits and Suds. Do want to remind you, wherever your podcasts are found, if they do allow to give a rating, if you could give us a cool rating, if you could leave comments, that would be wonderful. We are trying to grow the show, and that continues to be our plan since day one. And what that does is it provides search engine optimization. So when someone says, hey, I'm looking for a Dallas Stars podcast, that helps us bring it up. And then it's up to myself, Sean Shapiro, Robert Tiffin, David Castillo, Craig Ludwig to try to hook you. And so many of you, we thank you for listening as much as you do. It's truly appreciated. Boy, do wins like this help with the clock moving forward an hour, because as I tape this, it is technically 2:12 a.m. Whew. So for producer Gregory Finley, I'm Gavin Spittle. We'll be back after that tilt on Tuesday against the Florida Panthers. So the Stars now 4 points up in the Central Division. Get some rest, boys. Big tilt on Tuesday. And we will talk to you soon right here on 105.3 The Fans, Spits and Suds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.